is no. Maybe when it comes to Sefer Torah, be'inan zekel ve'enveyu v'lekum, aloch aloi. So this is a very important makor. The Rebbe used to point out that this is a makor that zekel ve'enveyu is sometimes a poisel. Pasha zekel ve'enveyu is always a Hebrew mitzvah. It's no lefanim mitzvah. More in Shabbos, I think it's kuflam in what it's kuflam ches. Right in the side over here. It's no lefanim mitzvah. We always think of Zekil and Veyu. So the Rav used to point this out, I think, in the beginning of Luval Gozel. There, the Rashi, famous Rashi, let me discuss it. And it says over there, Luval Gozel, Yovish Posel. So Rashi says, Vik Mitam Zekil and Veyu. So the Rav used to point out that there are two halachas of Zekil and Veyu. This is the Ryan Brewer. That in certain halachas, Zekel and Veyu Hidur Mitzvah functions as a Hidur. But there are certain halachas where the Hidur becomes a part of the Geder HaMitzvah, part of the Hechsher HaMitzvah. For example, when it comes to Esrim, creates Hodar. So there the definition of Hodar is, the function of Hodar is not as a Hidur Mitzvah, but that's part of the definition of the Mitzvah itself. So this lechor is a raya brewer as well. When it comes to ksiva sefer Torah, so it means that the Torah established that ksav noah is mechsher shal mitzvah, not a ksav noah is a hidur mitzvah. A klaf noah and shirayim noah, so those are all the hidur shal mitzvah. And it could be that in another context, so ksav noah would be hidur mitzvah, but in sefer Torah, that's why the lashon is ein Hashem as emin amuvchor. That's mehcher shel davar. That's the yisoid to develop based on this gemara. Two halachas and hidur mitzvah. Good, but let's go on with the sugya of isuria noah. The sugya of violence beget. Gemara says Omer Rav Chizda yachil nolim mifsalinu gluchul agitin. Omar Alei Rava Mai Taima. So the Gemara says, apparently that what we're supposed to finish in this Gemara, I'll be sure to point this out, Rashi, Tosfos, that this is all based on the sugya in Bava Basra. That there's a three-line sugya in Kuf Samech Esam and Aleph. The Mishnah says that the Baal has to pay the sofer. The Gemara says, we don't do that anymore. The Isha pays the Sefer. The Gemara says, yeah, Mishum Miguna Tekinim Arabonim. So our Gemara is explaining that Rav Chizda said, I could pasul al gitin. What does that mean? That Rav Chizda held that this din, that the Baal has to pay the Sefer, it's a din deraisa. Now, the Gemara says, Dilma lohi ad kanli kam rabon hosam. The Ramban says, the Ritva says, that the Dilma is lechvoidish or chizda. This is the answer. The answer is that Chazal did hefker based in hefker. The answer is that everybody holds of this din that requires that the Baal is mishalim asoicher. Probably what's going on in our sugya is we mentioned this din in the second line of the sugya. Dilma ikhti yom lezu l'safra. So now the Gemara is saying that Rav Chizda, because of that din of Dilma of aktim yom lezu l'safra miikra, that's a necessary part of ksiva seget, that the baal's mashalim l'safer, that that's the din of a kosav. So Rav Chizda says, I could pasul al gitim. So Rav says, but we can't pasul al gitim, right? Omle Rava my time. E lema mishum dechsi vikosa vehoche e kokosva vidilma knuya akne le rabbona. So again, if we want to just be mefarish, we just be mad with this line. So it means like this. It's a din of a kosa. Apparently, the din of vikosa should mandate who pays the sofer. Apparently, the din of vikosa is that the sofer that the Baal has to manage the ksiva, has to control the ksiva. So if the Sofer is working for the Isha, the Baal is not controlling the Sofer. Right? It could be that the Baal will tell the Sofer what to do, but if the Sofer is being paid by the Isha, so the Sofer is not writing unless the Isha pays. Right? The Sofer is not, so who's really in control, who's pulling the strings? The Isha will say, mid niksav, you know what, I changed my mind, the Baal's mitzava, right? But he's going to answer his client. His client is the Isha, she's paying. So he's doing a tzivoy, but the person who's really controlling, and the tzivoy becomes a perfunctory tzivoy. The Isha is saying, she wants her get, she'll pay for the get, so whatever the husband says, do what the husband says. The husband is really becomes an inarticulate, without expressing it, what's really happening, what's really going on in the Sofer's mind is, I have a client, I want to get paid, right? He's not doing a lishma, bad usage of lishma. He's not doing a l'shem shemayim, he's doing because he's getting paid, he's doing a living. So who's he responding to? The Isha. The Isha tells him, kol ma shetamer baal, you should do. So the Baal becomes a tape recorder. The Baal becomes just a maravokim for the Sofer. But the Sofer is really responding to the Isha. So then it's not the kosav. Right? The tzivi of Baal is a perfunctory act. So that's what Chizda is saying. So since we require the kosav, the hachi yuka kosva. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, the Ramban says, Loshen Ikiru, Nirtva Loshen Ikiru, Aknuye Aknu L'Rabbanan. Chazal made the Baal into the boss of here. They made him into the manager. Enachanami, the Isha is going to give over the, is paying the Sofer, right? Let's say she prepaid the Sofer, let's assume that for a moment. So Chazal said that they were makne the moment to the Baal. So in Mela, the Sofer is being responding to the Baal. So the Isha could say, I don't want to get any more. The Baal keeps in writing. The Sofer keeps in writing. Because if they go to a Din Torah, leave it to the Din Torah, and the Isha sues the Sofer, and the Isha says, I want my money back. After he wrote the first word, I was chayzer. So the next 20 minutes, the next 10 minutes, he wasn't writing for me. So I'll pay for the first word. Right, but I'm not paying the entire Schar Sofer. So what would the Beis Din say? So I said, sorry, it's Lav Baal Devar Midiyat. Chazal took the money away from you. After the Baal, is the Baal or not? Is the Baal, did the Baal want it, Baal didn't want it? The Baal wanted the rest of the Ksav, so he gets to keep the money. So once Chazal were makin the money to the Baal, so Mimela, it's the Kosav. So he's responding. His tzivah doesn't become a perfunctory tzivah. It doesn't become a moira dera for the Isha's rotzin. No. He becomes the Kosav, the manager of the get. All right? He becomes the Baal. That doesn't mean Baalus. He becomes the person who was running the show, managing the get. The Sefer is listening only to him. Fine? So we have the din of tzivah Baal. Whatever the din of tzivah is it din of tzivah, a din of, that's the Torah's requirement of the kosav, or is it din of tzivah, a form of shlichus, whatever it is, once Chazal Amak, the Achroinim, bring this as a very powerful raya, is a discussion amongst Achroinim, whether Hefker, Beis, and Hefker can be Makna. So the Chorim is a tremendous raya, that Hefker, Beis, and Hefker is Makna. Alright, not our sugi right now. So the Gemara says, so now, what's Rav Chisda talking about? How can he pass al gitin? So Rav Chisda says, the Gemara says Rav Chisda, let's focus on these few lines. This is the maskana. Gemara says, Elo mishum dechsiv in nosa, v'hochel layov lamidi. Alright? V'hochel layov lamidi. Dilma nesinas geti. I'm assuming we should say the same thing. The Dilma is Ikar shel sugya. Dilma nesinas geti. Teida de sholchu misav kosvay al iser ano kosher. Rashi vidnasan bar nesina sheyeshav pruta. he has to give her something that's worth a pruta. And the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Taisus dilma. Vindosan means different things in different contexts. Sometimes vindosan that didn't mominus has to be shavu pruta. Sometimes vindosan means libsor, hand it over. Do the act of handing it over. So apparently the way to read this Gemara is that the chziv vindosan. So vindosan in many contexts means that the shtar has to be worth something. He has to give her something of value. Hachal layom leimidi, he's not giving anything of value. Dilma nesina segeti, no. Here it does not mean vindosan b'teres dini mominus. As long as he hands her over the piece of paper, that's good enough. Doesn't have to have shavius. Teda tishochul misom kosher yisrael, no kosher. The Gemara goes weiter. Gufa shochul misom kosher yisrael, no kosher. Omer Rabashi, af ana nami tenina ala ola shozayis. Gemara says no. That's not so kosher. Dilma shani ola shozayis the chazal tzerufe. That it can be mitzarif Rashi. Im alan harbei l'shkov aleyin el machul beim ve'afakam de loy shov v'pruta avli yisura hanom loy. And it's even though this is not shov v'pruta, but chazil etztarufei, but I could say yisura hanom is mamish, not shov v'pruta. So the Gemara says tanya v'yoyim rekos yisura hanom kosher. That's why Gemara goes on to say. Interesting sugya. When he presented it as Rabbi became the Torah, Rashi says. So then they're a Makal. Or again, also not a sugya. We're going to focus on these two lines of Vindosan. Habamin of the sugya is that Vindosan requires Shavapruta. Maskana, the Vindosan requires an act of Mesirah. Maisim Mesirah Bialma. A Maisim of giving over, but not a transfer of anything of value. That's what we learned so far in Rashi. What's the din of Rav Chisda? What's Rav Chisda Yechonu Lemifsek Kula Gita? And the Gemara apparently says, no, we shouldn't pass Lal Gita. So is a Machlekesh of Chisda and Rava as to whether there's a din, whether what the Nosa means? It's pshat in the Gemara initially, actually according to Ramban and Ritva, that the Vidilma is Iker. That means that the Gemara is rejecting Rav Chisda. Why the word Vindilma out of kavod Rav Chisda? No, so you only have to give kavod if you're rejecting it, right? So it means Vindilma means that we're rejecting Rav Chisda. But we do it in a chavodic fashion. So the Chorin and Maskon is the same thing. Rav Chisda said, apparently Rav Chisda had a din, that the husband has to give something of value to the Isha. And the Maskon HaSugi is that as long as there is a Mesira Ba'alma, the Omid base, the Gemara is a Braisa, Tana Rabbonon, Hareza Gitech Va'adir Shali, Eina Migureshes, Al Minoshetach Zirili Esadir, Hareza Migureshes. Right? Husband gives his wife a get and says, I'd like the piece of paper back. We'll give you a shuver. But I know it was an important piece of paper for him. He wrote it in the back of a piece of art. He wants the paper. He wants it for his whatever it is. So then the Gemara says that Amenoshetach Zirili said there is a Mugureshes. Apparently, he handed something over to her that was a Mesira, and all right, I'll deny that he gets it back. But if he hands it over to her, as a Gitech, Ani or Shali, and as I'm handing it over to you, I want to maintain bialus over the piece of paper, so Eina Mugureshes, why not? So Rashi says, the Kevon da Ani or Shaloi, Leinosan Leklum. The nimtzu oisias parches v'anir. Rashi's lashon is v'anir kol hanir anima akev latzni. So the cave on the anir shalom lo nasa lo klum. The nimtzu oisias parches v'anir. What does that mean? Lo nasa lo klum. apparently you can't say that he's not giving her anything of Shavuos. No? So we sit over here, unless we're going to say that Rav Chisda holds like this Tanna, so Machlekes Tanna, and there are Machlekes Ameira. Right? So it's going to be difficult. We pass in, HaRez Egitach V'nir Shali, and we is not Megereshes, passing in Sirena is Megereshes. So you could say Rambam Shita. What's Rambam Shita? Rambam Shita is that it's Chisern and Krisus. That since he's explicitly holding on to the piece of paper, so while he's giving her the piece of paper, she now is holding his piece of paper. So therefore it was al-Menoshet, she talks to me so that for a second, for as long as she wants to hold on to it, she can hold it for as long as she wants, and then give it back. So then at that point, at that moment, so she has the piece of paper. But Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says, Danir Shalo, Leinosan Laklum. It's not a chisaron increases. Leinosan Laklum. Achrenim discuss, Kumi Naf Kamina, for short stories. What happens if a person gives a shtar raya to somebody? It's a niyur shali. So according to Rashi, we know some laklum. Right? The shtar raya, shtar matana. Let's say shtar raya, shtar matana is better. We discuss the shtar raya also, but it's a little more difficult to articulate. But shtar matana. We know some laklum. So apparently Rashi holds this is not even a mesira. It's not even a perfunctory act of Mesira. No? Go ahead.
Is there a requirement for Mesira when giving someone a Shtar
Matana? So the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. Yeah, but there has to be a Hakna of the people. When I give you a Shtar Matana, right? So that's a Halacha L'maisa thing. You have to own the Shtar Matana after. Has to be yours. That's the way the kinyan works. The kinyan is not. That's the thing. That's pshat sefer matir. That's further on in the Gemara. That the kinyan works because I'm marking that piece of paper to you. Not because I still don't give it over to you. I think my story might tell this case. The Chachamim are the following. The Chachamim say that, let's say Rambam would certainly say this. Why? Because the Rambam said that it's a chesed increases. Right? No. Achronim say that if I require a nesina by get, it's because of a nasa. So you see from here that the nasa is only a mesira. I'm not sure. What the makor is. But the answer should be absolutely passing. In any event, let's come back to our sugya. So how are we going to be mishalei these two sugyas? What is the requirement of this v'nasa? So far we're saying v'nasa is a maisa misriyama. So what happens if I give over a get and I ask and the baal wants the piece of paper to stay with him? So it's Rashi says that osios parchos ba'avir. So then I haven't even done a perfunctory act of Mesira. What is Mesira then? Is Mesira just a visible transfer of an object? No, so didn't the Baal do that? So he says that he wants ownership over the get. How are we going to be Magdir this? It's very clear that if there's a transfer of title, that's clear, right? Because the Gemara says that's not required. That's the Taishas and Dilma Nesina get. By Truma, it's a transfer of title. Over here, you don't require a transfer of title. You don't require that the Isha now walks away and becomes the Baal over here. Right? But you require a physical transfer of an object. Okay, good. So now, and there's a whole sugya later on in the 8th parak, can the transfer of the object take place via Maisa Kinyana? That's where this issue becomes murky, right? By Kinyan Chotzer, right? So there you have to discuss whether the Kinyan Chotzer is just helping a physical, invisible transfer. But So now the husband is doing a physical transfer of a piece of paper. But he's saying, he wants to maintain ownership over the piece of paper. So why is that? Where's the chisar? Where's the chisar in Vinosa? Oisis porchas ba'avir. So Rashi says, I'm not giving over a piece of paper. I'm giving over letters. So there is no, what the Baal intends to give over, he's not really giving over. It's pretty much what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, there's clearly no Maisa Kinyan, but even more than that, he's Ma'akev bin Niyor, Rashi says. Kol Niyor ni Ma'akev Latzmi. As if he's saying to his wife that I want you to know I'm only transferring the ink. Right? If you keep quiet, apparently being good Mesira. But by announcing I'm transferring the ink, I'm transferring the osis of Parchus Ba'avir, so we don't see any physical transfer. We don't see a Mesira. No, we're going to say yes.
Check. So, questions from
Not yet.
So
you can add the
so how do you see before Sarah? How do you see that you don't require of the because
how do we see what?
That we don't require an actual change.
So Rashi's lashon that you don't require Shavu Pruta. And Chofim and Allah.
We're assuming that just because something doesn't have shop that you can't there's no virus over it?
I think it's a good assumption. No. I have to have virus over something.
You can have virus over it's just something that has shop that means they preference you say so that there isn't this because they are also as long as there's a shop but just there's no they don't have shop.
It's
not
Isik
Zela. If there's no
violence,
how can we
be Isik Zela? Isik Zela is an Isir of a Maisir Shotzar. Right? It's not a Maisik Zela. I'm not stealing something from you, I'm causing a lot of aggravation. That's the Rambam. In fact, the Lashon Rambam is that it's the beginning of Ezev Neshach. They must have a special drosha. What is a special drosha? To teach you that there's a ma'aseh gam pachas shavu pruta. And the Rambam's lashon is, I forget his lashon, but his lashon is that you can't do it because you end up getting used to the taking from other people. So you see, it's not a ma'aseh gam.
The Rambam
has a lashon like that. Yeah, it's a mechushtik Rambam, because the Rambam's giving like gzeres hakosim, but the first omer of Ezev Neshach. The bottom of the first Omid Aleph, the first Omid Beis, has a drosha.
In the
Yad,
or
what do you mean? You mean the Gemara? First the Gemara. And the Rambam quotes it in the Yad, yeah. But when the Rambam quotes it in the Yad, I think it's Hilchos Geneva. I think it's Perek Aleph Aleph.
Let me
see. I think Geneva Aleph Aleph. That's a Chelik Beis Chelik Aleph. Go ahead.
This is kind of clarify.
Yeah.
The Gemara was built a requirement for Dilma, which was the Nasan, the Athalia, and the Nasan. Dilma is Sinas Gad. We're saying the Gemara is the Chia, that the Drosha of the Nasan is for the Sinas Gad, not for the Shulbi, the Nasan, the Rabbi.
Not for the what?
Not for the fact that there has to be an army of Sinas Rashi that has to have value, rather, it's a requirement for the Sinas Gad.
Right.
So the next thing is just consistent with that. Rashi saying you're not giving anything.
No, if it's possible, any regulations.
Right, because it's a
part of the Benesinus Get. So, what does the Benesinus Get?
Originally, the Gemara assumed that the Drasha was as to be a special value.
Okay.
For that, it's that you have to be giving for it to get. Whether it has value or has not value, you have to be giving it to her. And then, Rashi on the next hour, they say, well, there's a problem because you're not giving it to her.
You're not giving to her. When the husband hands over the piece of paper, what's happening?
Even though physically he's giving something, since formally he's not transferring with us, so apparently that's what the missing discount was.
So using the maskona, you require a transfer with us. So what was the havamina that we rejected?
The bar nesina has to have a specific value. Aside aside for transmitting
Rishuyos. That's what Yoel is saying. Yoel is saying, he's saying that we should conclude from the Gemara that there is a Choshen Mishpat concept of transfer, even with the Pachat Shem Aprutim. I think that's correct. I'm not sure what you're transferring. So that's what Yoel went to the next step. You want to go into Yisuri Nor already. I would hold off in a moment because we don't really have what to work with in terms of Yisuri Nor. What do we know from our Suya? Our Suya would say that Yisuri Nor is Pachat Shem Aprutim. Right? So we're just spinning our wheels then, right? Yisra no, based in Rashi, Rasugya is an example of a Pachas Mishav Aprut. Alright, so we don't really know more now. Right? How do we know that? Because the Gemara goes on to say, well, Al Ezayis is a Mitzarif. This is not even Mitzarif. This Shav Aprut cannot. It's a different kind of a Pachas Mishav Aprut. That something can be Pachas Mishav Aprut because no one is going to pay any money for this at all. If I have a whole collection of Alei Zayis, then I'll get something. But one Alei Zayis is not marketable, so not Shav Aprut. Right? So what about an Isra? No, I have a big chunk of meat, but I have a big pre, but it's pre Orlo. So why is it not Shav Aprut? No matter how many papers are only going to have.
Share.
Does that mean what?
Share, like a size.
So the Gemara doesn't use Kitutin Mechna Chiura over here.
Right.
Then by Yisri Hano, and I
assume. Isn't
No, only with the Sreifa.
Yeah, so, and that'd be why it's kosher. Ara, like, isn't Ara is far as to be.
Okay, but that's just getting off the sugya. Our sugya is Yisuri Ano. Our sugya is saying that it's a kind of pachas mishav aprutah which is not mitzarif at all. It's a categorical no value. You can have something which is a very, very little value, such as pachas mishav aprutah. So little that it's off the charts. But if I have 10 things that are off the charts, it makes it the chart. That's the Adi Gemara says it. But you can have a Shav Aprut where it'll never make it to the charts. So that's what Yisuri Hano is. Right? So we have an example now of a Pachas Shav Aprut. But so now what do we know more? In terms of the it's a little bit weiter. Let's look at the Iran. The Iran is really the Ramban. This is what happened in front of you. So I'm suggesting that Abi Pashman could say that since a person's announcing, the husband only wants to give his wife the ink, the jari. So that's not even a mesira. There's no visible transfer of osil's parchos babi. So Rashi, look at the run. Midarmina naitaim, and the oz v'hodor itzchov ches amid beis in the last paragraph. In the traditionals, it's Tes Omed Beis, should be at the very, very bottom. Kumidarina Daitaima Sogi, Deloyla Mifsilino, Legite, Shamina Minoshin Sarashit Nabal Mitchila, right? So again, this is our, we should back up three lines. Alpha Gab Deloshin Dilma Kabrinon, Kushta de Mil Sahiyan. ומשום כבוד יהודה אמר לאיך, ואחי מפורש ברגת פושק, תצרבון על אישו, ומיד המינן הייתיימה, סגי, דלוי למפסלינו לגיטי, שאמינן מינה, שאין צורך, this is the Ran still responding to the Dilma Akneya Kenila Rabbana before this week gets to Menosa. So the Mahai Taim Masagi, this Hefker based in Hefker, Rabbanan being Makne, this Schar Sofer to the Baal, that's enough the Loilam of Salinu Lagite. And Lechor, the Ran says in the Hava minute that was the Machloikas. Shaminan mina shein tzorach sheyitin abal mitchila haklaf mishaloi vadyoi v'akolmas kemoshikosu mitzas amechaber b'tikun egitin. Right, in various sidrei aget, various mechaber wrote, they wrote the seder aget they said, and now the husband gives the klaf and the ink and the kolmas to the sofer. Ella says the Ran, Pahu Zuza, Dakle Rabbanon, Koina Soifer Aklaf, Vizoyche Loi, Lebal, Tehavile, Kishluchoi, Vizoyche Loi. That when the based in Hefker, based in Hefker, transfers any money that goes to the Soifer, via the Baal, so with that, Zoichel Loila Baal. So the Sofer is Mezaka to the Baal, the physical parts of the get, and there is no requirement of the Baal doing a Kinyan, a Maisa Kinyan. Yeshikos, Zoichel, Abol Ima Klaf Ushaloi, Yeshikos Ushit Serach Yizke Boya Baal Oishluchoi. Nevertheless, if the materials actually belong to the Sofer, perhaps then there has to be a kinyan. If the materials come from the Isha, she walks in and she provides the cloth and chulei v'chulei. So apparently, when the Baal is mezakeh everything to the husband, when the Beis Din does that, then Hefker Beis Din is mezakeh the physical parts as well. Perhaps when requires a special kinyan, if the objects belong to the sofer. Vafilu hachi parach shapir hechi yochel lemifsalin ulukuligite toru bayu digite the Baal ninu. The bezuzah is the aknele ozel sefer, the konile lebal, the zochile. So now what he said? The afilochin, and nevertheless, poruch shapir, we still have a kasha. Hey, if yochel mesalinu lekulegita, the rubayu the gita the bal ninu, the bezuzah is the aknele ozel sefer, the konile lebal, the zochile. Omiu amaklaf shol a sefer. Sorach she is a kevoy, she's going to be a balish luchoy. Aval achemim, oimim, she ain't sorach, the boys and damim, she ain't sent us a safer, akne rabban on the bal, bain klaf, bain jay, bain torch, I'm a molin, she'll safer. Will be called mokoim, keshehi at smok, he seves gita, bechiha, loy tikne rabban on mide. Says the Ran HaChiddush, that when the wife does everything herself, she pays, she brings all of the objects, then Chazal were not makne anything to the husband. Why? The ilay tei ma'achi, how could he have a sugi in chofim and beis, that isha la'yod ala knuye eloi, harabon and yadil ala knuye, elavadik in eksivna. So the Ran says there are three possible situations. Lamaisa, it could be that the sofer, two situations. Either the sofer has the klaf, he has the joys, the kulmus, and then the one or two possibilities, either that the chazal were makta to the husband, or that we actually have to go through a maisa kinyan. Or another situation, is where the Isha has all of the objects, and Chazal in that case does not apply Hefker Beis and Hefker. They only apply Hefker Beis and Hefker Lagabe, the Tzivi Al-Rabi, the money for Schar Sofer, but not for the physical parts of the get. That will be then require a Kinyan from the Isha Lubav. Alright, so now. So the Ran says what he's saying is Mukhrah. Because there is a discussion about does the Isha not make a Kinyan? So there has to be some situation where we expect the Isha to make a Kinyan. Now, what kind of situation? I'm assuming that the basis is Makna everything. So Vais Nachos, there must be a situation where the Isha is being Makna. So it must be that when it comes to the physical parts of the get, that if they belong to the Sofer, then there's an understood Kinyan that the Sofer is being Makna Labal. But it comes from the Isha, then there's no understood Kinyan, and then there's no Kinyan from the Beis Din. Alright? So now, given that, because that's Gemara's. So what's Rav Chisda's, according to the Maskana, what's Rav Chisda's Yochel and Mishlin al-Kol l'chul Gita? And what are we saying? No, you can't pass al Gita. Because Vinosan is just Mesiris again, nothing more. What's Pshat? Right? And you have to remember, the Dilma, I mean, that's the Ikir Sugya. And it comes out from this book, from the run that we just learned, it comes out that the Baal does end up owning the Klaf and the Jain, the Kulmas. The Kulmas is Machlokes, right? Kulmas is a big tumult. But the Klaf. Alright? Where is that coming from? In the run itself, it seems to be coming from the middle of the Gemara. It's really coming from Rav Chisda. Alright? Yochel and Shalino. So what happened to Vinosa? What happened to the Maskon of Arsugya? So you know, you can't say, yeah, the Maskon of Arsugya is that you require a transfer of Bailus on the paper. What are you going to do with these? Is we hand off? Nope, where's the Mordechai?
I mean, I remember, they look it up inside, but I remember seeing a Xos that he brought, I think, with the Rebash, that you need a Kenyan, there is such a thing as a Kenyan in Yisrael Yehanda. So.
The Machlaik, it's really, Nimlum is, it's the Xos also, Nimlum is a clear in the Simen Chav Ches. So he quotes a Rebash that you can make kinyonim on Isuri Hanah, and what's the raya? The raya is you can have bailus on Isuri Hanah. The raya is from Avodah Zorah, that if the Gemara says that Avodah Zorah the Yisrael less lay bito, Avodah Zorah the Nachri yesh lo bito, but not so Avodah Zorah ain lecha Isuri Hanah gadol mizu. I thought that it has to, if we're going to assume, like the Ramban, like the Ran, that Vidilma means Iker, so that, and I think it's reasonable to say that Vidilma means Iker and then Maskon also, and the second Dilma. So, L'chor, we have to say that Maskonas Asugya is that one does not require a transfer of, let's say, something of significant value. Let's leave Bailus aside from Noah, right now, let's just say with the lesson of Rashi, Shadar Pruta, Pashas Agamar, Ali Shal Zayas. Does not require the transfer of a Shadar Pruta. The transfer to Mimela, that we don't require the transfer of something of value. So why are we insisting that the Baal owns the piece of paper? Why are we insisting that the Gemara says that the husband has to transfer the piece of paper to his wife, and Osir's proch is not enough? So the Gemara is concluding against Rav Chisda. Lachar, we do not require that the husband, that the piece of paper has significant value. All we require is a physical transfer, of a physical, visible transfer. Nevertheless, he can finish off in one of two ways. Either he can finish off that the Rishonim and the Popes who were in Bachmer for Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda wanted to pass, like Chilm Mifsalinu, he attacked Ashita. So that ends up being a machlekes with Chisda and Rava. What's Pshat and Nosan? Rav Chisda holds it has to be something of value, and Rava says no. And because Rav Chisda said Yochel Mifsalinu, and because the Gemara responds only with a Dilma, so the Rishonim said we should be machmir for Rav Chisda. We should make the necessary kinyanim. Right, that's one approach. The other approach is that the maskana of the sugya is v'nosa is a physical transfer. However, if the isha owns the paper, then it's not even a physical transfer. It's not even a minimal v'nosan. All right. In other words, we have to say v'nosan is something. It's not simply a ma'isa kuf ba'alma of giving over a piece of paper, and it's not transferring something of value. But there's something in between. And if the isha owns it, and I'm giving to the isha something which she owns, so that's. It's not even a ma'isa nesina. In other words, I think what Yol was grappling with before, just I don't think he called it a transfer of reshus. Right? In other words, with the Torah saying the nosan, we need nesina seget. Something has to be given from him to her. So, Rav Chisda says that means has to be something of value, something of substance. Halach is no. It doesn't mean that we just have to watch something moved from his hand to her hand? No. But on the other hand, it has to be I don't have an English word for it. It has to be a mice in a sina. And a mice in a sina is not satisfied by picking up something which belongs to a person and giving it back to that person. That's called Hashava Zaveda. It's called not called a nesina. So what did I put? I only put on Oisiyais. The paper belonged to her. I added Oisiyais. Oisiyais is not a significant scene. So what we're saying is the following. We're saying that in the maskon of the sugya, there are two ways to define the din of the nosa. Right, the din of the kosa, tzivei habaal, that he has to be the manager of the get, he has to be the driver of the get, that's the kosa. What's the din of the nosa? So the nosam the maskana either means that there has to be a physical transfer of something, a maisinasina, and when the husband announces and he says, I'm not transferring anything, I'm transferring to Yosef and Mela, it's not even a physical transfer. The Edom are not watching the husband transferring his wife. Rav Chisda says it requires something of substance. We pass it against Rav Chisda. Right? But when the husband announces it this way, when it's clear that the isha owns the property, so then all we're seeing is Isis Prochus Ba'avir. Or we could say slightly different, and that is that there is something called a mice in the sina, which we are in trouble articulating in English. And that Masa Nesina is, that Masa Nesina is not a transfer of substance. It's not just the physical giving over of something. And if the husband holds on to the piece of paper, or if it belongs to the wife, then it doesn't even satisfy the requirements of the Sina. Now, having said all of this, writing on Isuri Hanah does satisfy the requirement of the Sina. Right? So now the question is, if two or three questions. Question number one is, I have to stop here at the Kesh Mincha. The question number one is whether it's mutter. Is it mutter to write Pisuri Hanah? So that, you look up at the beginning of Simon Kuf Chof Dalet, the Gra, the Chokas Machoiki, the Shmuel, they point out a Machlekes Rishayim, Tosfos and deep on the Amud Beis, the Masel, Tzevus Kaka, and the Rambam. The very same Machlekes. Next is the kasha of the Ktsois, and both in the Ktsois and the Melub. I think it's easier to find the Melub. Simon Chof Ches, the very end, Simon Nun Tes, Sif Kot Nun Tes, which really zeroes in on this particular question. How can there be a Mais in the Sina with Isuri Hanah? And then the broader question of that it would seem from our sugya that in Dine Momenus, he's a Lashon of Tosfos, Lashon of the Rashbam, the Rabban, in Dine Momenus, Isuri Hanah do not have value. And nevertheless, the Tosfos in Kiddushin says that the reason why a person is Mekadesh V'Orla is not Mekudeshes is because of Mekachtos. Because the Isha thinks she's getting something of value. So that's what the Avnimum discussed in Simon and Sif Nun Vav. Okay, we'll have to stop here though.